Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Schweiger from the Sonoma State University Art Gallery. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Roland.
So we are going to be talking about a new show that is opening tomorrow, actually, March the 13th at the Art Gallery, and it'll be there for a full month until April 13th. West Coast Ink, printmaking from San Diego to Seattle. So there is a reception tomorrow night from 4 to 6 p.m., and as we said, it'll be on view until April 13th. So who is represented?
There are 20 artists from, as the title says, San Diego to Seattle. There's one local artist, Kevin Fletcher, who teaches at the Junior College, Santa Rosa Junior College. And there are artists, some from San Diego, some from Los Angeles, a group from the Bay Area, Portland, and up to Seattle. So, and it's a range of artists and styles representing printmaking today on the West Coast.
That's interesting. I think maybe many people might not know just how varied printmaking is, just how many different techniques fall under that rubric of printmaking. But talk about that a little.
Absolutely. I think for whatever reason, printmaking seems to become this generic term that people think of as a printed multiple, an edition of,
yes,
of
right.
images. But as you say, it covers lithography and etching, woodblock, which a lot of people are familiar with from older Japanese woodblock prints, silkscreen. We even have digital prints, and we have
right.
one sort of a it's a tapestry, and it's a decision we made to include that as sort of a multiple. There's a place in Oakland that makes large tapestries based on artists' images, and so there's a tapestry as well. So that's kind of expanding the definition of printmaking a bit.
Of course, there's a lot of art prints that are very pricey, but I would think in general that the art print gives people the opportunity to put fine art on their walls without an enormous expense.
Absolutely. I think that's where a lot of collectors begin their collecting with prints because, as you say, they're as multiples, they're not as expensive and as rare as a painting or a sculpture that's one of a kind. So it's something that people can afford. Although, as you say, there are, the better known the artists, the more expensive the prints.
Right.
It's all kind of relative.
Oh, there are six-figure, seven-figure prints.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the range of size of the works that will be on display here?
Good question. The tapestry, which we mentioned, is about 8 feet tall. So it's a full-scale tapestry from this place, Magnolia Press, in Oakland, that makes tapestries as well as prints. Down to works by an artist named Sandow Burke, who we have. These are 9 by 12 inches small woodblock prints. So it's really runs a gamut. But I would say most of them are about 3 by 4 feet, somewhere around. They're good size, mm-hmm. good size prints.
I note that you and Kurt Kemp put this together. How many prints did you have to look at to choose the ones that you did finally come up with?
That's a great question because, as you know, anybody who's worked with exhibitions knows, it's not just simply you have 5 artists or 20 artists and you go right there. It's a lot of hit and miss. So Kurt and I'm glad you brought Kurt up because Kurt, professor of printmaking at Sonoma State, was my partner, my co-curator. I would say we looked at close to about 40 artists, maybe mm-hmm. more, and then we kind of winded it down to a number we thought would fit in the gallery that would be a good representation of the geographical span of the show. And then we approached the artists or their galleries and got samples of images and kind of met several times and said, here's 5 by this person. These 2 are probably the best. So I would say we looked at upwards of 40 artists and maybe 100 works of art and got it down to
Great.
20 artists and about 40 works of art.
Thanks, Michael, for coming in and telling us about the show.
Thank you, Roland.
Let's say once again that West Coast Ink, printmaking from San Diego to Seattle, opens tomorrow night, March 13th, at the University Art Gallery at Sonoma State, and will be there through the 13th. For information, a phone number, 664-2295. Online, go to sonoma.edu/artgallery. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.